grafter. Would you call it a second growth or a second cutting or a volunteer crop? Or do you have any terms for it?
No, I really don't know.
Okay. What do you call bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Cornbread. Okay. Muffins. Okay. Corn sticks.
Keep going. See, cornbread.
Muffins, corn sticks. In.
And what determines whether they are cornbread or muffins or corn sticks? I mean, do you
according to the shape that that way, muffins and corn sticks are made about the same, you know, seasoned the same, but they're cooked in different pans, corn stick or muffin pans.
Well, now, what about cornbread? Is that the same batter that you'd use for corn sticks?
No, but that's usually plain without it, soda and buttermilk, you know, what I call cornbread.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there's pone, corn pones. Have you heard that?
Yeah. But now, how does that differ?
And hoe cakes.
Okay.
That's in the shape, and a little difference in the mixture, too.
Well, now, if you were going to make pone, how would you make it?
Well, it's, now, my mother seasoned it a little bit with buttermilk, but not like egg bread, you know.
That's another one. Well, now, is egg bread made with cornmeal, too?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay. Well, now, tell me.
And it has buttermilk and soda or baking powder, you know, and eggs.
Yeah.
In it.
Well, now, what's the difference between pone, say, and hoe cakes?
Well, a hoe cake's cooked in a little flat. It's made softer. And uh-huh. Usually without any seasoning except salt, any grease in it, and it's cooked in a greased pan.
Mm-hmm.
And pone bread is made a little stiffer, and they're shaped in pones and put in a big pan, you know.
You mean in a little sort of...
Yeah. Sort of a little pone.
Okay.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I have. My grandmother's cook used to make marvelous mm-hmm. Pones. She mm-hmm. called them pones.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't have pones, and that was around Athens, mm-hmm. and I was raised in Savannah, and we didn't have pones. In Savannah, I don't know why. You know, just that's one of the regional differences,
uh-huh.
I guess. Let's see now. What's something that's made out of cornmeal that's made up into little balls and fried when you fry fish?
Hush puppies.
Okay.
I don't cook those. So.
Well, now, what about something that's made up into a ball and boiled with greens?
Corn dodgers. Are corn dumplings.
And the dodgers and the dumplings
uh-huh,
are the same thing?
Same thing. You're bringing back some of my childhood.
Well, now, will you tell me how to make the corn dodgers and dumplings?
Well, sure. I don't know where I could tell you. But they, my mother seasoned them a little, put a little grease in them.
Uh-huh.
Extra shortening, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And, I believe she put a little soda and a little buttermilk, but not as much as for egg bread. And then they were made in a little round, sort of like a biscuit, you know,
mm-hmm.
shaped and dropped on that. Oh, that'd be good now.
Yeah, I'd love to get a recipe because I love mm-hmm. greens and I'd like to try them. I never had those either.
I have every recipe that comes out in magazines for the last 70 years nearly, if I could locate it right now.
Yeah.
If you leave your address, if I can find one, I'll be glad to mail it
well,
to
Ms.
you.
Well, Ms. Walker, I certainly would appreciate it.
It's
I really
good.
Would love to
uh-huh.
know that. Well, let me see now if there's anything else. What about cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire? Are you familiar with that?
Well, no, I've heard of it. They were pones. I believe they call them pones, but I don't.
Okay.
I can't tell you about it.
What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? Are you familiar with that?
Gruel.
Okay.
Or mush. I think I've heard of that, but I don't know that I've ever tried it.
Okay. What do you call bread and loaves that's made out of white flour? Just the kind of bread you buy at the store.
Light bread or loaf bread.
Okay. What do you call a round pastry that's, well, it's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle?
Donut.